Almighty God is wonderful. He is marvelous. He is magnificent. He is the great and the dynamic God. God in heaven above, God in earth beneath. And I am so happy that he indeed is my God. Glory to God in the highest. My soul doth magnify the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be magnified in Jesus' name. It's a good time to shout hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah to our God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Israel, the God who raised Jesus Christ from the dead. I pray that you've had a wonderful day today, that you've been able to worship according to the perfect will of God, that you have gone forward with that worship to the glory of God in Jesus' name, and that you have been fulfilled today in that great worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord, now and henceforth. May the Lord be praised. May the Lord be glorified in Jesus' name. I call your attention to Genesis chapter 37. Genesis chapter 37 in the Old Testament. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 37 as we address in Genesis 37 a great theological event, one that the Lord presented for our edification and for us to understand exactly what God's people are up against. Genesis chapter 37. The reading begins at verse 1. Genesis chapter 37, the reading begins at verse 1. And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren, and the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his children, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood round about and made obeisance to my sheep. And his brethren said to him, shalt thou indeed reign over us, or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream, and told it his brethren, and said, behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and 11 stars made obeisance to me. And he told it to his father and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, What is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth? And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the saying. And his brethren went to feed their father's flock in Shechem. And Israel said unto Joseph, Do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send thee unto them. And he said to him, Here am I. And he said to him, Go, I pray thee, see whether it be well with thy brethren and well with the flocks, and bring me word again. So he sent him out of the vale of Hebron, and he came to Shechem. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, What seekest thou? And he said, I seek my brethren. Tell me, I pray thee, where they feed their flocks. And the man said, They are departed hence, for I heard them say, Let us go to Dothan. And Joseph went after his brethren and found them in Dothan. And when they saw him afar off, even before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to slay him. And they said one to another, Behold, this dreamer cometh. Come now, therefore, and let us slay him, and cast him into some pit, and we will say some evil beast has devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams. And Reuben, now reading verse 21 of Genesis chapter 37. Genesis chapter 37, verse 21. And Reuben heard it, and he delivered him out of their hands, and said, Let us not kill him. And Reuben said unto them, Shed no blood, but cast him into this pit, that is in the wilderness. Again, verse 22 of Genesis chapter 37. Genesis chapter 37, verse 22. And Reuben said unto them, Shed no blood, but cast him into this pit that is in the wilderness, and lay no hand upon him, that he might rid him out of their hands to deliver him to his father again. And it came to pass, when Joseph was come unto his brethren, that they stripped Joseph out of his coat of many colors that was on him. And they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty, there was no water in it. And they sat down to eat bread, and they lifted up their eyes and looked, and behold, a company of Ishmaelites came from Gilead with their camels bearing spices and balm and myrrh, going to carry it down to Egypt. And Judah said unto his brethren, What profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh. And his brethren were content. Then there passed by Midianite merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit, and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver, and they brought Joseph into Egypt. And Reuben returned unto the pit, and behold, Joseph was not in the pit, and he rent his clothes. And he returned unto his brethren and said, The child is not, and I, whither shall I go? And they took Joseph's coat and killed a kid of the goats and dipped the coat in the blood. Again, Genesis chapter 37, verse 31. Genesis chapter 37, verse 31. And they took Joseph's coat and killed a kid of the goats and dipped the coat in the blood. And they sent the coat of many colors, and they brought it to their father and said, "This have we found. Know now whether it be thy son's coat or no." And he knew it and said, "It is my son's coat. An evil beast has devoured him. Joseph is without doubt rent in pieces." And Jacob rent his clothes and put sackcloth upon his loins and mourned for his son many days. And all his sons and all his daughters rose up to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. And he said, "For I will go down into the grave unto my son mourning." Thus his father wept for him. And the Midianites sold him into Egypt unto Potiphar's, an officer of Pharaoh's, the captain of the guard. Again, Genesis chapter 37, verse 36. Genesis chapter 37, verse 36. And the Midianites sold him into Egypt unto Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh's and captain of the guard. Thus I have read in your hearing Genesis chapter 37, verses 1 through 36. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen, amen, and amen. Hate it for your blessings. Hate it for your blessings. Hate it for your blessings. Our theme, our topic, our subject. Hate it for your blessings. In Genesis chapter 37, we read the well-known account, the true account, of a man named Jacob who had a son named Joseph. And Joseph was a favorite son of his, and he loved him more than he loved his other children. As a matter of fact, Joseph was the son of his favorite wife, whose name was Rachel. And Joseph particularly loved, Jacob particularly loved Joseph. And as we read in the Bible, he gave him a coat of many colors. Not only did he give it to him, he made him a coat of many colors. And his brethren, upon finding and knowing how much he was loved by his father, hated him. And then he was further hated because he revealed to them a dream he had had. And in the dream, the symmetry was that Joseph was worshipped, and they equated the dream as meaning that they, his brethren, would one day worship him. And then he dreamed another dream. In that dream, the sun, the moon, and 11 stars did obeisance unto him, and his father equated that with meaning that not only would his brothers one day bow down to the earth and worship him, worship Joseph, but that his father and his mother would also worship him. His father didn't hate him for the dream, but it did cause his father some concern. But the brethren genuinely hated him to the point of deciding to kill him. And so they were out and watching the flock, and his father sent Joseph to his brethren, and they saw him coming, and they said, "Behold, the dreamer cometh. Behold, this dreamer cometh." And they said, "Come now, therefore, and let us slay him and cast him into some pit, and we will say some evil beast hath devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams. And my friend, the record of history shows that over the eons, dreamers have been killed because of their dreams. The devil hates that which is of God. And when he finds out that God is going to do a special thing, he sets his forces in action. And sometimes those actions end up in getting the dreamers slain. And thus it was they intended, actually in their hearts, they killed Joseph. But Reuben, who was used by God to help save Joseph's life, not only did they put him in the pit, but they went and got him back out. Now, this is a hard-hearted group of guys. Putting your own brother in the pit speaks volumes about how evil you are. But going back and getting a person out, that person being in your presence, and you handling him with your hands, you seeing him with your eyes, a living, breathing person, you were hard-hearted enough to put him in the pit. You have slain him in your heart, and that's the thing about killers. Once they decide in their heart to kill somebody, they are murderers. And then they went and got him out. You see, they had already gone to the murder point. And so going back and getting him out and selling him was nothing to them, because in their hearts, they'd already killed him. Reuben had interceded for him to save his life, but they sold him to the Midianites, and the Midianites sold him into Egypt. Well, I'll say to you, my friends, that today there are still people who will kill people. There are still people. Actually, they sold him to the Ishmaelites. And after they sold him to the Ishmaelites, then there passed by Midianites, merchantmen. And they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver, and they brought Joseph into Egypt. The Ishmaelites, God used them to save the life of Joseph. But the story here is that the man had these evil things happen to him. The boy did, 17 years old. He had these evil things happen to him because of the favor he had and because of his blessings. Hated for his blessings. But the point I want to make to you, my friend, as I prepare to close tonight, the point I want to make to you is the evil beginning doesn't mean that there will be an evil ending. The helpless beginning does not mean there's going to be a helpless ending. The hopeless beginning does not mean there's going to be a hopeless ending. Even the judgment of death does not always mean you're going to die. That's why you must hold on to God's unchanging hand. Nothing can happen to you that God does not allow to happen. You always keep that in mind. Whatever has been set in motion by the devil, keep in mind that even over that motion and over that action, God has total power. And so when things begin to happen in your life and it looks like the worst has happened, when you are cast into a pit and left to die, and then when your same enemies come back and get you and do further evil to you, don't you ever give up. The evil beginning does not necessarily mean that you're going to have an evil ending. The horrible beginning does not necessarily mean that you're going to have a horrible ending. You must keep in mind that our job is to endure unto the end. And in that endurance, God will bless us. You must endure unto the end. You must hear what the Lord says. You must overcome. Never give up because it looks like the worst has happened. Jesus said in Revelation chapter 2, verse 7, He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. There will be tests in your life. There are tragedies that come in some lives, but we must overcome. Jesus said, To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Jesus said in Revelation chapter 2, verse 17, He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Jesus promises that if you will overcome, if you will overcome, if you will overcome, you will be blessed. Jesus said in Revelation chapter 2, verse 25, Revelation chapter 2, verse 25, But that which ye have already, hold fast till I come. In verse 26 of Revelation chapter 2, Jesus says, And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. I tell you, my friend, just because you have a horrible beginning doesn't necessarily mean that you are going to have a horrible ending. Jesus said in Revelation chapter 3, verse 5, He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. I tell you, my friend, do not give up because your beginning is evil. Do not give up because it looks like tragedy might be on the horizon. You must be an overcomer. That's how you win in this life. That's how you win with God. It is a life of overcoming. From the womb to the grave, there are series of overcoming events. We must overcome. Jesus said in Revelation chapter 3, verse 12, Revelation chapter 3, verse 12, Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. I call you to stand fast. I call you to overcome. You see what happened to Joseph. It started out evil. But if you know the rest of the story, Joseph overcame. And he became second in authority and power to Pharaoh in Egypt. And his brethren did bow before him. His daddy did bow before him. The dreams were true. The dreams were true. The dreams were true. You hold on. Joseph, they slew him in their hearts, but God kept him alive. Man may try to kill you, but God can save your life. Man may try to crush you to the ground. Man may try to stuff out the beautiful flame, the beautiful light that's in you. But God can preserve you. And God can make your light shine brighter than ever before. But you must overcome. Don't you give up because you are hated for your blessings. Never give up because you are hated for your blessings, but become an overcomer. Jesus said in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and him with me." Let me read that again. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me." And then look at what he says in verse 21. Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. "To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne." He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Never give up, my friends. Never give up because they are against you because of your blessings, because they are against you because of your favor, because they are against you because of your coat of many colors, because they are against you because of your dreams, because they are against you because of your special place given to you by God, because they are against you because of the success that God says you're going to have, even when they're against you because they know they're going to have to bow to you, never give up. When they're against you to the point that they grab you and put you in a pit, never give up. Because even if they're against you, when they come back and you're afraid they're going to kill you for sure, don't you give up. And when they're against you to the point that they draw you out of that pit and sell you to somebody, don't you give up. Because the story of Joseph and the testimony of Jesus cries out, overcome, 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 overcome. He that overcometh, him that overcometh, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. I am Pastor Clarence William Page, and you're listening to Light to Guide Our Feet, the 24/7 authentic Christian ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. The Lord be with you in Jesus' name.
You've been faithful, you've been true, and you've done all that you could do, and for your faithfulness. It's your time.